Hello, this is a dictation for Andreas Bryant. A-N-D-R-E-A-Z-B-R-Y-A-N-T. Date of birth is 11-19-1980. Date of accident 10-25-2021. And date of service is 7-14-2022. The patient is here reporting severe pain in the neck, mid-back, left side of the hip, left shoulder to the tune of 9. And left ankle is also reported to be painful around 9. He cannot walk more than half a block. He reports that he needs a neck brace and a back brace. That previous one got stolen at the hospital where he was undergoing surgery. Allegedly, he has had a surgery for the L4 burst fracture, and also he has had surgery for C6, C7 burst fracture during this accident of 10-25-2021. The reportedly patient was T-boned on a passenger side as a front seat passenger when he was riding on this car, and it caused him severe headaches on the front and left temple along with dizziness, loss of memory, seizures, blurred vision, spots in the vision, as well as pain symptom of neck and the lower back, mid-back, left hip with a burst fracture in the spine, in the cervical and lumbar, for which surgery was done. And patient also had a terrible problem in his mouth, for which he has had several maxillofacial surgeries. He still has an ongoing problem. He has a broken teeth, and he needs to see a regular dentist for implant surgery. The patient was first seen on 4/22/2022 as a referral, and this is his third visit since that time. Patient is undergoing physical therapy. And he reports that the pain level varies from 5 to 10, with the ADLs being affected 8, and 40% relief in the pain has been reported. The patient reports that the general activity, the walking ability, and the work and sleep are affected 10, and mood and enjoyment of life are affected 8, and relationship with other people are affected 7. In the system review, patient reports that headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, and loss of memory, nightmares, chronic fatigue. All of these are going on with the patient and they have not resolved. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness on the left, jaw pain, stiffness, and lower back pain and stiffness, as well as hip pain, wrist pain, and very severe difficulty walking. In the GI, there is nausea, vomiting, constipation, digestive problems, stomach pain, difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, patient has no issue with the incontinence, the urine frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has difficulty breathing, chest pain, and shortness of breath, but denies any asthma or coughing. In last 1 month, patient has improved somewhat, 50%, and there is no significant changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. The current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine, and substance abuse patient reports not using any chemical substances, even marijuana. Compliance with the patient has a full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals blood pressure is 124/72, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 100, and rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 6/14/2022, dictation number 0614-028, along with diagnosis. Plan of care. A patient already has a surgery for L3-4, L4-5, and I don't think any further surgery is due. He also had surgery for C6 and C6-7 for his burst fracture with the C6 corpectomy and anterior discectomy. The patient is now recovering. He is still seeing those people who operated on him and for a further consultation that he has been sent. And the patient has been advised to see them and have a second opinion if any other surgery is possible. As far as I am concerned, I recommended that maybe he can consider having a surgical epidural and lumbar epidural to bring further relief. But we are not sure about that. After reviewing the labs and maps, we have provided meloxicam 7.5 twice a day with food, Xenoflex 4 mg twice a day with food, Nexium 20 mg for stomach protection twice a day, and Ambien 5 mg at night for sleep, and Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. That will continue. And patient is provided Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets, PRN, for pain also, as well as Furoset 1 to 2 every 6 hour, PRN 75. I personally took him to Dr. Neal's office, who is a dentistry gentleman, to help him with the implant of the. He'll continue his physical therapy 3 times per week for neck and lower back and the shoulder and hip, and will remain disabled with housework replacement. Thank you.